One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you would have told me, Aisha, you're going to be in Australia and you're going to be looking in a boat and you're going to go scuba diving and you're up there under the water and you're kind of like perving on all the animals, I'd tell you, you were crazy.
It's pretty good.
You're perving on all the animals. You're perving.
Whereas Mohammed Nadeh can say anything crazy, can say anything bad and he just sounds dumb. Aisha could tell you that the rapture is here, and you go, that sounds fun.
Come on, we're going to go see the rapture. All of our souls are going to go out of our bodies.
I'm here for it. It's just the way she
says. Oh, right there, out of my voice.
Yeah. Oh, there goes my mom.
We're all going to go to heaven.
Are we?
Not all of us. All the shitty, boring ones. Yeah, have fun at the rapture, y'all. I'll be stuck here having a good time.
Wow.
Fuck all of you.
Glad we went there. Didn't
have fun in heaven.
How did think, yeah. Thanks for the air quotes.
Enjoy your eternity.
Wow. Don't know where to go back from that.
This I'm going to go to Vegas and blow everything on coke and strippers.
This is season one, episode eight, called Prom Night, a below
prom night
down under, as we call
Badoo. Okay, I need to get one thing out of the way right away.
Live shows?
No, you can talk about that first.
y'all, we have
that's a new, probably best.
Yeah, we have a new date added for Tamps.
All you Tamps, come see us in Tamps.
Saturday, y'all remember. Different shows.
Same hoes.
So we're going to be two different shows talking about two different stuff.
Different programming.
We added that date to Saturday night to Tampa.
It's a good night for us to two nights for us to DP you.
Yeah, and speaking of DP, it is Poodle's birthday weekend show. So you know that's going to happen to
double
him sometime.
Shows.
Yeah.
How am I going to...
It is the Doublet Tour.
How am I going to deal with having my birthday weekend and me doing two shows?
I really think instead of flying back home on Sunday, we're going to have to do it on Monday. I think you're just going to
Tuesday.
Jesus. I think you're going to need time in Tamps.
Woo! Saturday night's going to be wild. Yikes.
Anyway.
I might leave you at the meet and greet.
Oh, that's fine.
No, I wouldn't do that. As soon as it's done, though, I'm like, y'all got to leave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like, we got to get out. So anyway, y'all, there's
if you start seeing my butt twitching, that's how you know.
You hear that? That's not coming from Poodle's mouth. Exactly, like that dinosaur. So anyway, yes, go to our Linktree link. That's in our Instagram profile and in our TikTok profile. Also, y'all, we figured out how to do little reaction memes. Poodle's got some coming down the pipeline. I still like pipeline, son of a plumber.
The pipe is not accurate.
Okay.
That people say.
Coming down the pipe. So anyway, I've got some reactions
to
Destiny's makeup. So be sure to follow our TikTok
Yes.
Well, it's on Instagram too, but it kind of starts at TikTok. So, but follow both of them and you can see those. So, any other announcements?
Bicurious poll. The poll for our Bicurious is a nail biter this month.
It really is.
If you're a member of our Patreon, you guys, if you're a $5 member of our Patreon, you can vote for which show that we carry on the cover on the Bicurious. Right now, Inmate to Roommate and Indian Matchmaking are fighting it. They are duking it out. Ding, ding.
Let's see.
Cosmic Love is way behind.
Oh my God. Inmate to Roommate has 49% of the vote. Indian Matchmaking has 47.
Wow.
We need that guy that you think is so hot from CNN to do analytics with the khakis. Steve Kornacki.
That's MSNBC.
Oh, he's MSNBC. Steve Kornacki needs to. What if Steve Kornacki came on our podcast to talk about?
Such a fan of Steve Kornacki.
What if he came on our show to talk about who he thought was going to
really,
win the Bicurious?
So we're trying to figure out, this whole swath of the country is really in love with Inmate to Roommate.
You would spooge all over yourself.
I would. I think he'd be quickly done with Inmate to Roommate, and I think I could keep him laughing. He's gay.
Does he have a husband or boyfriend?
I don't know. Someone knew him and offered to set us up once.
What?
Sorry, but I didn't know who he was at the time.
What?
I didn't know who he was.
Contact that friend back.
That's true. This is when I was staying in New York for a couple of weeks. And
this was years ago when you were broke and couldn't even afford dinner. Now you can go out and do stuff. Call him back.
Maybe I'll do that.
I feel like a New York boyfriend would be perfect for you.
He would. Yeah.
Because we talked about last show, being in another country is too far for you.
New York is perfect.
You have enough people that could keep tabs on someone in NYC.
Yeah, you could make sure that I'm not. I have another people who could act as governesses for me.
But it's always perfect enough that you could just show up on the same day if you needed to.
It's true. And get that D and leave the next day if I needed to.
Oh, I meant to catch him in an act.
Oh, that's true. I don't know. I'm not. If we were in like any type of open thing, I wouldn't be that jealous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
I wouldn't want them to come back over here though.
So you could be in an open relationship. So you would be fine knowing that if you got sick and were dealing with like a sinus infection and you were at home in LA sick, drinking soup, and you would be okay knowing that
if Steve Kornacki was fucking around,
he's fucking two guys with smooth buttholes.
Yeah, see, that's when it becomes real. And that's when I say I'd be okay with an open relationship. But again, my preferred open relationship is open for me and not for them. It's a door that opens only my way.
Well, you could be with someone who's monoamorous or
is that it?
There's polyamorous and then I think that monoamorous. I don't remember.
What are you trying to say?
But polyamorous and then monogamous, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
There are people that are in monogamous and then poly relationships. So
yeah, so they would be monogamous and
you
would be
polyamorous. Not poly, but you would not polyamorous. You don't want to be in love with a bunch of people.
Absolutely not.
You want to have polyamory.
I want to have it like a Valentine style.
Yeah, Valentine. Right down to your ass cheeks. You're looking so sweet.
That's why I understood him. I understand you because I get it.
Because I get it. Anyway.
Because I get it.
Y'all, let's talk. So that's our stuff. That's all of the announcements. Let's jump into this. Pooth, what were you going to say?
I don't know. Oh. So, about the prom. How did I get waylaid?
Well, I just brought up the announcements, which we should bring at the top of the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We came up with this idea that they want to do prom, I think we've talked about it before. I always roll my eyes at gay prom and things like that, but I think it is nice. Maybe it's not something you didn't have. Like, you didn't get to go with another boy, or didn't go with a girl, couldn't ask another girl.
Yeah, I'd love to go to a prom.
I get it. This is not that, because they're asking members of the staff, and then the members of the staff have to serve them half the way through. Or when Toomey has to go down and do laundry in her prom dress.
It's weird, but at the same time, I also think it's a good thing, because it's not That it, they all get to dress up and wear silly prom outfits, but then all they really do is take a picture and eat and they dance. It's not like a, it's not like they have to have a round the world dinner like on the other below, or they have to have it. It really isn't that much more for the staff to jump through.
I guess I was thinking the intention though is that we get to be people tonight, and I think that was the intention. But no. You get to be people for 5 minutes, and then you get to go work.
Yeah, they never get to be real people. Never.
I thought it was weird. They only followed the concept of prom for when it suited the guests.
Yes.
and it only factored in. And so if Aisha was dancing with someone, she's like, "Oh, I'm your date tonight. Can you go get me our gin, Ricky?" Sure.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
So it just felt weird.
I didn't mind. I thought it was one of the cuter themes. What they've been doing, their prom pictures.
It just
and
felt
everything.
Fucking classist to me. And
oh, I didn't get that, but I understand it. But I know I thought it was. I would have been into
like,
it.
Like, hey. And
although, but I wouldn't want to have gone to prom with a lady. I've already done that. I want to go to prom with Jamie.
Now, were you dating?
Jamie took me to prom.
Were you dating this woman, or did you go as friends?
Friends.
You went to prom with. Gotcha.
My junior year, she tried to kiss me. We kissed.
Yeah.
And then she wanted me to go
was
back.
Was she blind?
No, redhead, actually. And really good in debate. But she...
that's why you fell in love with her.
And so, but she wanted me to go back to a party, and I knew stuff would happen at that party. And I said, oh, I can't. I love the Lord. I got to go to that lock-in. That Long Grove First Baptist has a lock-in tonight. And I wanted to go with my friends.
Long Grove First Baptist lock-in.
Oh, they always did the lock-in. They sponsored.
Why were the Catholic churches not doing youth activity stuff?
Because our Catholic church was out in Ardmore.
Oh.
So it was like 10 miles away. So it never did anything in Long Grove.
I see. So you had to go to the Protestant churches.
Yeah.
For your youth fund.
Yeah, and every time they'd ask me if I was washed in the blood and tell me that Mary's going to hell.
You're like, sure I am.
Sure. Yeah. I end up just saying, they say, are you washed in the blood? And I would say, yeah, I got baptized at Long Grove First Baptist a long time ago. And they say, well, that's good. Yeah, I love Reverend Morgan. I would. I would just tell them that.
Wow.
Because the Assembly God people were crazy about it.
Isn't that crazy?
And the Church of Christ. I was like, shut up. I get it.
You would probably be more persecuted for being Catholic than gay.
I was.
Wow.
100%. I felt so much more made fun of for being gay than for being a sissy boy.
Which turns out you were both. So.
Yeah. Or for being Catholic. Yes, Catholic.
But anyway, I didn't think it was fine. I kept laughing at the idea of it, where it's like, it's a magical night. We're going to involve the staff, you guys.
The pictures were cute, though. What's smart about it is you have something to remember, as you said, for weddings and for prom. The only thing you remember are the pictures.
Well, Ryan wasn't invited, and he was pissed off about it. Hand to God. If Ryan was made to go to prom and take pictures with anybody, he would bitch about it.
He would bitch. Did you go to prom?
I went to my junior one.
Oh, okay. With the girlfriend?
No, I went with friends. Group of friends.
That's good.
I did not go to my senior one because I think it was...
You had a piano competition.
I swear to God, I think it might have been. I think it was...
God, that is so gay.
It was on a Saturday.
Oh, God.
And...
I might do go, but I've been working on this WC for months.
Hey, that was my ticket to college.
Did your father sit you down?
Did
your dad say, "Friend, I know you want to go to this prom right now, but this is your ticket to college"?
Absolutely not. My parents were like, they didn't push me at all. I was so self-directed in that.
Well, also, when you're gay, y'all, you will happily do your extracurricular activities to get out of having to do things with a girl,
and
for sure,
getting out of your shit hometown.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I needed to get out. But I also just didn't enjoy my junior one. Events aren't fun for me.
The junior one was, I enjoyed the junior one okay. I had a ball, but I went with my best friend Lori.
I feel like
that was great.
I feel like there are people who love prom and everyone else.
I didn't love the prom part. like the dinner and all that and the speeches and all that. I think that's dumb. I just thought the dance was fun and then the party afterward you get drunk.
Looking back, it all felt like an exercise in heteronormativity.
That's exactly what it is.
And I that's why when I had it I did not make an excuse to go to my senior because I wanted to go to a competition in Columbia. Because I knew one of my teachers was going to be judging was going to be judging who I was going to be seeing at Michigan was going to be judging down there.
Well, so. That's what you got to do.
And it paid off.
Did it?
That's a good question.
You're here.
Y'all, there's a lot of ways you can look back on what you've done and like, do I regret it all? My suggestion to you is regret nothing and be happy it got you where you're here.
Don't look back, or as that Kacey Musgraves song says, don't go through your camera roll.
Wow.
It's a great song.
What does that mean?
Well, it's that Starcrossed album. That album's all about what she
I don't had. Don't book report it for me.
No, it's a great album. It's all okay. It's all about her getting divorced.
Okay.
So the whole thing is like, don't go through your camera roll, like remembering your relationship for what it was. So it's like, but don't go through like this like what if remembering how good
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great album, y'all.
I've said this before. I wish her voice were stronger. I wish her voice I could just like.
I get it, but I don't care about that. I love her lyrics. Her lyrics are just so
No, funny. I get it. Some people are like that with Taylor Swift. But I think
Taylor Swift's voice at all. That's actually what's kept me from her music.
I love her voice.
I liked her voice, but yeah, her voice doesn't do it for me all, but I like
her lyrics. Interesting.
Yeah. And I like the music, but her voice is forgettable to me. But
see,
I understand
I
that with Kacey Musgraves.
I prefer Taylor Swift's voice over Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah, I don't.
Interesting. I think Taylor Swift has a much more of a pop voice than Kacey Musgraves does.
But
maybe
I like
it's a
country
choice.
More than
yeah.
you, too. Yeah,
I think it's maybe a choice. Mm-hmm.
We're not dogging either one of them.
No.
I still love Taylor Swift. Well, Poodle does hate Kacey Musgraves. He's
I don't hate her.
About, no, I'm kidding.
I wish, because I've listened to her songwriting, and I wish, as a vocal coach, I wish I could tell her what to do in the higher register. Because she pulls off so much of it and goes to kind of a whispery high thing. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, I'm going to stop talking about this, but it's also often some of her biggest lyrics, and you can't understand what she's saying sometimes.
I get that, yeah.
So it's a technical thing completely for her voice. But
are
that's
y'all still
me.
There? That's what I would say. Are y'all still there? When we
click.
Go up on tangent thing.
Click. Oh, I hate it when they get faggy.
Have we even started a teabag yet?
No.
Jesus, just pick something.
No. I'll start. This risotto's a little bland.
When it came out of her mouth, I went, yeah!
I climaxed.
Yes!
Well, first, it was Tom who said it. Tom Gay.
Yes.
And
Tom Gay is back, y'all.
And who quickly convinced all the other villagers to riot.
He did.
And they were, and now I don't doubt that the risotto was bland because later on, Ryan asshole tried it and said, "Yeah, he's right. That's not good."
Which is actually the worst offense.
The fact that he did not try his food and just sent it out, you guys.
He sent it out anyway. That it goes back to what his food is basic and not good.
So he's sending out food that he's not proud of, you guys.
Nope.
And even when the crew are eating it, they're having
Jamie
to put
fucking
sauce.
Like had to put so much shit on.
Who
this.
Is it? One of the women. The charter said salt is not allowed in my house because it shows a disrespect to the chef. And my mother never allowed salt on the table because she said I'm salting the food enough. I don't want you boys to be like people I see and I grew up with who just salt their food before they start eating it.
There are people that do that, and I.
Yep.
I don't know. I think my dad would do that.
A lot of people would just see it and they would just salt their food before it was just a thing they did. And y'all, salt makes food taste good. It does. But you can over salt your food.
Oh, it's the worst.
And but I grew up with my mom wasn't heavy with salt, but she sometimes she would pull back and sometimes she would even say something like, "I didn't salt that well enough." But we ate pepper on food all the time, and I still add a lot of pepper to food. But I understand that. If you get food at restaurants, and if you get food from restaurant, food is always overly salty. It just always is, or always overly seasoned. But this is unforgivable.
It's not very awful. Well, again, it's the worst part is that he knows it.
Yeah, and even and also
because he made them all this shit.
Yeah,
because they didn't eat enough food, so he basically y'all. And I just want to say, the food looks like shit. It looks like fucking Olive Garden bullshit. Yeah.
Even Kevin Jason said, like, you're kind of home fooding it. We need some Instagram worthy stuff.
And that's when Ryan said, well, I don't really cook for you.
And later on, we saw a clip. The captain says, I'm in charge of this vessel and I'm your boss.
When he said, I don't cook for you, I went, oh, you're not long.
He's not long. I give him 2 episodes.
Because he texted that chef.
Yeah, 2 episodes.
That is just...
He's going to go down in history of one of the worst attitudes,
I think. He's one of the biggest dickheads.
Actually, the combination of worst attitude, most average food.
Yeah.
Because Ben had a really shitty attitude, and so did Adam. But both of them were good, really good cooks. And it saved them both times.
Yeah, his food is just... It's not even bad. It's just average.
Yep. And there have been so-so okay nice chefs... But they've had shitty food, so they've had to go.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely has one been so shitty personality-wise and so average food.
Yeah, normally someone acts like an asshole because they know their food is amazing, like Machu.
Yep.
He knew his food was ridiculous.
Yep. Well, he had a lot of other problems, but...
Yeah.
And he actually was his own saboteur.
Oh, for
sure. He was less awful to a lot of the other people. Ryan's just awful to everyone.
He is. He's off. Yeah.
What's your next tea bag?
My next one is, I love too that they show the dinner. And of course, Culver says, too many carbs.
Give me a protein bar.
But it's true though. He did just serve them fucking carbs.
Yep.
It wasn't, again, you could go into probably an hour and a half podcast just about the horrendous food Ryan served and how the meal wasn't prepared well and how it wasn't, how it wasn't paired with the right types of food.
It doesn't. It has no love in it at all.
That's
zero
really
love.
Yeah, it's zero love.
If you go to an analogous chef who's going on at the same time, Dave has a lot of problems as a person, but Dave's food is prepared with love. More, it's more like a prepared with a request. Please love me.
Yeah, more like I was going to say with the ask of love,
but. It's made exceptionally well.
Oh, yeah.
And he takes great pride in that. That's his reason for living.
Yep.
Ryan has somehow has taken on the mantle of a chef and the ideas about a chef, but really doesn't stop caring about his food. Or he's so in his own head about it, he thinks he can do anything. And people will eat dog food.
They'll eat dog. Well, y'all, it looks like dog food because, let's talk about it. Bitch vomits in the hot tub.
Wow.
I was like, oh, honey, you're trash. Like, nope.
And they showed it. And
she wasn't even that drunk.
Why are the leaves in the hot tub?
She wasn't even that drunk.
It was a rookie move.
It was I would have at least, if I knew I was going to throw
up. Kept it in your mouth.
Gross.
You don't spit it. You can just throw up in your mouth.
Blech. You swallow it?
No, you don't swallow it. You just hold like...
I would have...
Then spit it out.
I would have at least leaned over the hot tub and thrown up.
Yes. Well, I don't think this woman is super considerate of others.
Well, but there was someone in the hot tub
with her. That's true.
That's like you're just going to shit your pants and then Dookie's going to go everywhere while your friend is in the hot... Like, he shot out of that hot tub like a... Like a sissy cock giving hand jobs in a dick tree. Just, woo!
Wow. Wow.
But, and then, Poodle, who has to clean up the vomit in the hot tub?
I died. Benny. And the bitch has to get a colander. That is forever known as the vomit colander.
Benny's being punked.
Oh, when I saw that.
Oh, he's being punked, bless his heart.
I hope they Clorox that.
They would.
My next thing is Machik, and this is a whole thing. Machik and Magda all the way through fighting on text, sending calling her and her talking in Polish at 2:43
like 2 hours.
Well, not
3 hours. Or like,
did they talk that long?
It seems like it. They're all.
She woke Aisha up.
Yes.
Hopefully, she left out of the room to do that. But, and she's texting the whole time, and then she has the nerve to say that Aisha is rubbing her the wrong way
later
because she's like, everyone always thinks that we are models and we are stupid, and the problem is, honey, your work ethic is what they have a problem with.
Yeah.
It's nothing else.
She's lazy.
Yeah.
She has a horrible, horrible work ethic.
Right. Or I would posit and say she either thinks things aren't worth her time or she forgets about them and she doesn't understand that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe she's just, I'm trying to give her the benefit of that without saying she's lazy. But
I'm going to say she's lazy.
Well, I think that's a possibility. Yeah. The other thing is saying she's either easily distracted or she's always been kind of padded her life.
But think about the things she's wanted to do. The fucking Marilyn Monroe, all the stuff she wants, she goes all out.
You know what? You're right.
She puts in all the effort.
That's true.
But laundry, yeah. So, y'all.
She's having a tough time. And Aisha basically says, what's going on with you and your boyfriend?
And y'all, we're going to take a commercial break. And when we get back, we're going to begin with the Below Deck Theater.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in Me Undies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
And
action.
Scene. Or action.
So, Magda, I heard you fighting with your boyfriend last night. Were you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just worried about all the girls around.
Oh,
me.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I have a partner like Scott.
What?
Do you know Scott?
Yeah, you've,
my boyfriend you, Scott.
Yes, you've mentioned him every time.
He just lets me do whatever I want. I'm just out drinking. He's like, don't you even think about me.
Yeah, I don't.
He lets me do what I want.
Well, that's nice for you. It's a little different for me. You
I
know?
Think you're young in your relationship.
Yeah, okay. Well, you might be judging me a little bit.
You know, I don't want to be a perv and look at you kind of like in your relationship. I just know mine with Scott's really good.
Okay, I'm
you could definitely do a little better.
I'm glad. You know, I just don't know if my boyfriend, if he's out drinking.
He says tells me to forget about him.
What?
Can you imagine?
What?
He tells me I should forget about him when I'm on charter.
You think my boyfriend's forgotten about me?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And scene. Now, I understand what Aisha was trying to do. This was probably not the best time.
Y'all, I can speak from experience. When you're going through shit in your relationship, you do not want to be around someone that fucking loves
your partner.
Has
the best boyfriend.
You can, but you need to not be around someone who talks about it constantly.
It just keeps getting worse. Like, Scott is just the best boyfriend.
And Magda says, I feel like she's judging me. And I want to say, it's not that Aisha's judging you. She actually isn't even thinking about you.
No.
She just wants to talk about how wonderful her boyfriend is.
That's exactly what it is. And she's so happy that she can't not talk about it. But it's at the worst possible time.
I predict drama will happen between Magda, Aisha, but also Toomey, because I think Magda is going to try to come for Aisha, and I don't think Toomey will have it.
Interesting. I could
see
that.
Think how close they are.
Yeah.
But basically, based off this and then kind of what we see
later,
they're
both going to go for Magda.
Yeah. I don't know if Toomey will, because Toomey doesn't really go, but I think she will defend Aisha. I don't know if she'll go for Magda.
Aisha's done nothing but great work with her stews, though.
Much better than Tosh.
That's not even a competition.
I think she's done great.
What's your next teabag, or was it my turn?
My next teabag is, again, this kind of goes off of that. We see Aisha's losing patience with that Magda, because at this point, y'all, this is episode 8? And they're making like almond lattes, and Magda's like looking it up on her phone.
Yeah.
She doesn't know how to make this. Magda is really slow to make this. And Aisha just says, like, you need to go way quicker.
Yeah.
And Magda responds, she says this in her confessional. She said, she's just pointing out my mistakes now. I'm just dealing with so much judgment. And I went,
that's management.
But they're mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, you're not doing your job well. This goes back to, it's like she's a fucking Jason.
Yeah.
On who.
You have to, there comes a time when you're showing people what to do. And then when they don't do it, or when they keep having to look at things, then you have to start pointing out their mistakes. Otherwise, because then this is called triage. When you're working with someone, guys, you almost have to stand over them, and it's very frustrating as someone who has to do that.
It's why she put her back up on
exactly,
service.
And it's very frustrating for also the person who has to be managed that way.
Yes.
No one wins.
They can't do. The manager can't do their job fully.
Right.
They're hovering.
Right.
But, you know, she's probably an asshole because Ryan, what is she? Says she's an angel and she should just go clean a toilet bowl.
So that's my next one.
Oh,
this gets so awful with her saying, the guests just really want everything to be well flavored, which was a wonderful dig, because now Aisha can say something about his food. Because
it's been several times now that people have commented on his food not tasting.
And now, and he's like, oh, be quiet, go clean a toilet. And you realize it's not just that he has a problem with a stew. He has a problem with anyone questioning him, and he's on a power trip. Because he thinks he's above everyone on the boat. Just like
the captain. Including the captain.
We should bring up this area. It's later on, but in the prom picture, they're like, Ryan, come take our picture. Captain Jason runs down the steps because he knows he doesn't want to keep the guest waiting. Ryan knows he needs to go take the picture. And Ryan just salts his steaks right in front of them. And Captain Jason just watches him. And it was the most uncomfortable 8 seconds I've experienced on television in a very long time.
Well, you didn't watch 8 seconds with Luke Perry.
Why was that uncomfortable?
He died. That was a big movie for us.
I never watched that movie.
Big movie in Oklahoma. Be even more sad now that Luke Perry is actually dead.
Aww.
Anyway, it was very uncomfortable. And it's just, it kind of made me think this episode, what's happening between Ryan and this? And like, again, when this going back a little bit, it's just kind of like, where do both of these people come from? It's like they haven't really worked on boats before ever, because Ryan to act like that. And like when Aisha told Magda too, like she got onto her because Magda didn't put out something with tongs on it. She just wanted people to fuck. That's a rookie fucking.
Yeah, that's
mistake.
That's a very Third Stew move to make. It's happened in previous seasons.
But for Ryan too, it's just like, this is, you guys, y'all, it's your captain.
Yeah. No, and later on, just to follow up, this is another teabag, but it goes right in with this. Jason is basically like, this dinner is very confusing, and the organization needs to be better, and the presentation needs to be better. And so
he wants
now,
it to be a little more Instagram.
And now, and he gives him, he's like, some Captain Sandy style constructive criticism the next day.
He does.
He went to the Captain Sandy school, and he's like, so I got to tell you, Ryan, these buns are dry. You need some more color, and I love your home fooding approach, but it'd be really nice to have some more Instagram worthy stuff. And Ryan just goes, and not even taking any feedback. And he's like, Captain's just a guest at the table. He's like, you're not my priority, and I don't care. You're not long for this boat. There's no way. There's no way he's long for this boat. If
no
he
way.
Makes it through the season, what will I eat?
Hopefully not his food, because it tastes like shit.
I don't know. I'll eat a bowl full of unsalted pasta.
There you go.
Yeah. Or unsalted risotto.
Or a bowl full of double stuffed Oreos.
Maybe. Too much.
I want to say something. Like, it goes back to Matt. It's about Magda. Obviously, because Magda's starting to say, like, I think Aisha doesn't have the best communication style. And I went, no, her communication's really fucking good.
You just don't like what she has to say about you.
You just don't like what she has to say. But this to me is where I feel like I go back to the term lazy for her. Again, how she works really hard on the things she wants to work on.
Yeah.
But also, y'all, come at me. I actually legitimately want to know, and be honest, I won't come at you. I want to know, sissies, especially younger sissies, is it just considered okay now to be on your phone when you're at your job? Because that is something I was raised not to do. It was something that I feel uncomfortable doing. Even at my law office job, my phone would be at my desk, but I wouldn't be on my phone visibly for my boss or people to see me on my phone at work. Even at a law office job that I had for 18 years.
I think what I'd like to do is set that aside from
that. But Mac is always on her phone.
But it's definitely not allowed, usually, in these shows.
But I'm trying not to judge it. I'm trying to look at it as Magda is younger, and I see, like, even at the law, the younger people that we worked, I don't know if you had this in the bookstore. I go to places.
We could be on our phone all we wanted.
but I go to places, and they're, I'm trying to, if do I need to check my own
self?
No,
you know what it looks like?
People are checking me out.
It looks like you're not
phone.
Working.
So is that just the norm now?
People I think it is.
Work
yeah,
with their
sadly.
Fucking ear things in their ear, and it's not their personal earbud.
Oh, there used to be.
So I want to know. I I'm not comfortable with that. But do I just need to be? Is it like one space after the
okay,
period?
Okay, boomer.
Yeah. Is it like one space after the period? I need to get used to this now.
I still hate that.
I still do too. It's a habit. I'm not going to change it.
Chicago manual of style. But no, my. My issue with that, the earbud thing, the Starbucks where I used to be close to, where I moved, there was always someone with earbuds or one earbud in, and it bugged the shit out of me.
Well, that Starbucks closed.
Shit out of me. Really?
The big one?
No, the one at Beverly and First and La Brea.
Yeah, it closed a long time ago, honey. Close when you live there.
No, it didn't. We're not thinking about the same one.
It was the fancy one they opened up at that fancy Starbucks. At first, they called it like the La Pâtisserie or whatever.
No, that's down there near 4th in La Brea. I'm talking about La Brea, Beverly and La Brea.
This is the most...
LA conversation.
Oh, that one's still open.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. No, the really nice one's gone. Yeah. The Reserve. The Starbucks Reserve.
This conversation just made me sick.
No, I don't mean that Starbucks.
Out.
I mean the one at 6th La Brea, not that one. With the I only have really good cappuccino.
This is so crazy because that made me really sad. Because I went, oh, I love that Reserve mocha.
Basic. What's your next one?
I don't know.
Phones.
Go that waylaid me and made me feel shamed.
I only have one more, I think. And this is about, y'all, Captain Jason can do the worm and break dance, and I creamed my pants.
I did too.
Actually, my jaw dropped open, and I had to pause.
This is why I thought the prom thing was fun, because that's the kind of shit you do at prom. But when he did that, I went, oh, this is going to be bad. And then he did the worm, and it was good.
And he break danced.
And it was very good.
And on the eighth day, God made Captain Jason, and it was good.
And I think of Jamie. God, I mean, if I was going to prom with him, I would have never let go.
Yeah, they could have. He was being insubordinate at first, and weirdly, I think we ended this episode with the idea that the captain kind of gave him a break and said, you know, Jamie needed a minute. Hopefully he's got his shit together now.
He even said, I thought there was going to be some insubordination. He knew all the time.
I thought it'd be mutiny.
He knew all the time what was going on.
Yeah.
But he was kind of like, I just want to say, that guy who's, y'all, that guy is so cute. And I realized, if I ever had a boyfriend from NASA, I would never let go. I think that would be the coolest thing in the world.
Which one are you talking about?
The guy, the main charter, he works for NASA.
Janali or Janelle?
Yes.
Yeah.
How cool would that be? What's your husband do? Works at NASA.
So just because you could say that would
yes!
be really cool.
I could go get free tours of space things. Imagine that.
You could actually go to the real space camp instead of the one in Oklahoma.
Yes. not even space camp, to the real space place, to NASA. I could go in mission control. The next time they make a new Endeavor, well, they're not making space shuttles now because they retired that fleet. But
you could be the first fag in space.
Yes, for the new rocket that they're going to call, I don't know.
Has there been a gay person in space?
I'm sure there has.
There's had to have been a lesbian. There had to be a lesbian before a gay person.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Sally Ride never rode a dick in her life. Come on.
Ride, Sally, ride.
Come on. Was that about her?
I don't know. I think so.
Mustang Sally's about Sally Ride?
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. Anyway, I think that because we kind of jumped all over the place.
All you want to do is ride around with Sally.
I do want to talk, again, why she's lazy. Magda says, what a wonderful night at prom, and just goes to fucking bed with
That's what
shit
I was saying, yeah.
Everywhere.
And the laundry's not done. Jason gets upset, and she's like, why would anyone go to bed with all kinds of drinks and trash all around?
It's true. Again, lazy.
Magda has exposed her nipple to the charter guest.
I think it's okay to use the word when people are being lazy. I think it's okay to. I feel like some people feel like that word can have a connotation. But if somebody is shirking responsibility and they're being lazy, then I feel like that's okay.
I agree
but
with you.
I get
you.
Why you said
it. A lot of times we don't consider context for that word.
So I get that. If there's a better word, y'all come at it. But that's what I can think about now. Careless. I don't know.
It is also a word that my parents used and threw around a lot, and I thought unfairly.
My dad would say people that, quote, did drugs were lazy.
So
I'm like, that's not true at all.
I'm really careful about when I use it, and they would use it for everybody.
Yeah, my dad
so,
would too.
So, yeah.
Which is not the case. Anyway, y'all, you know who's not lazy?
Us.
Ride, Sally, ride.
Or Sally Ride.
Well, let us know. Is Mustang
She
Sally?
Had to be a lesbian, right?
Yes. I think there's a gay people in space, too. There has to be. If there hasn't been a queen in space.
There had to be.
Oh, God. I would.
Just the numbers.
Just think
it's a numbers
there'd
game.
There'd be a new rocket ship opening, and I get to go to the gala because my husband works for NASA.
Hey, Siri, was Sally Ride a lesbian?
Yes.
It's not doing it. Hey, Siri.
All right.
Was Sally Ride a lesbian?
This show's gone on long enough. We really should end it.
Even Siri's like, that's offensive.
All right, y'all. We're going to
we'll
go.
We'll find out.
We'll find out, and we'll see you next week on Below Deck Med. But until then, y'all, remember, it's...
Oh,
Anchors
Again!
Sibling
fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.